You're listening to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. That? What's that? It's the sound of a spile going into a maple tree to bring out its delicious syrup. And this weekend, the state's more than 300 maple producers want you both to come sample and help with the annual maple harvest. It brings $15 million to the state's economy. Missy Lieb is coordinator for the Massachusetts Maple Producers Association, and her family farm in Lanesboro, which is called Icoa Valley Farm, produces maple products. Icoa Valley Farm. Sorry, Missy, welcome.
Welcome. No, thanks very much for having me.
You're welcome. And let's say it one more time together. Ready? Icoa Valley Farm. So tell us, I didn't know that Massachusetts is the ninth largest producer of maple syrup in the country.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Maple syrup is a unique product that is only harvested in the northern region here in that northeast. It does go all the way out to Wisconsin. And then as far south as West Virginia, there's a little dabbling in Kentucky, but it's where the concentration of maple trees are, which is New England and the surrounding states, and also the U.S. and also the Canadian provinces as well.
And there's a time dimension to this. There's a process dimension to this. I'm going to play a little sound. Shayna Seymour, Chronicle anchor from March 2020, speaking with John Williams of Rutland's Sap Castle Farm about making maple syrup.
From late January to March, a mix of freezing and warming weather creates the right formula for sap to flow. Once it's tapped and collected, sap must be boiled quickly before it spoils.
You're just taking the sap that comes directly out of the trees. It looks like water. It's normally 2% sugar, thereabouts. And you're just boiling that down. Normally, it's around 40 gallons to 1 gallon of syrup. So you're boiling off that 39 gallons of water, and you're left with the syrup.
What else should we know about the timing in the process, Missy?
So the timing is correct. It's from that first thaw, as the trees wake up from their dormancy, until the buds break on the maple trees, that we collect the sap that makes the maple flavor we all fall in love with this time of year.
That seems to me then that it is urgent to make sure you have enough bodies in enough places in such a narrow window to get everything you need for this $15 million very small window industry.
Yes, yes. As most agricultural crops are, it's all related to Mother Nature. And the more prepared and ready we can be, usually the smoother it goes. But Mother Nature does what Mother Nature does. And we just need to be there to catch it and reap the rewards as the sap flows on the good days.
So two things about that. One, Mother Nature does what Mother Nature does. Mother Nature is changing. Climate is changing. Is that a good thing for this industry, a scary thing for this industry, Missy?
I think we need to be very mindful and aware of the changes. Technology has allowed us to make a lot of advances in the last 20 years on our efficiencies, which will also, I think, help us be ready to transform and slide with the changes that may be coming, because we do have the technology to help the season last as long as it possibly can before those tadpoles heal up on their own. So I think it's being very mindful. There is research being done on the climate effects, not only on the maple industry, but others. So as long as we continue to be aware and the farmers be ready to adapt to what needs to be done to capture, again, where the maximum sap flow is going to happen, because hopefully the maple trees will continue to stay and they're still going to have the same cycle. It just may change a little.
That cycle, which is, you know, January through March, really, does that allow agriculture farms, basically, to take advantage of the maple season and bolster other crops, like, you know, dairy farms or other kinds of farms? Is this a second crop for a lot of people?
This maple income and the maple season does fit in nicely to a lot of the other agricultural farming. And as you look at more and more farms, they are diversifying. And that's very important for their livelihood and for their sustainability. So yes, maple does have a nice niche, especially to the traditional dairy farm, but also to the other farms around. It adds a nice opportunity because it is a short season and you can move on to other adventures for other seasonal activities and growing seasons.
We're speaking with Missy Lieb, who is of Iuka Valley Farm in Lanesboro. Okay, so this weekend, what is the call to action for maple lovers in Massachusetts?
To find your local maple producer and sugar house. Find out if they're going to be open this weekend and do tours and tastings. Our massmaple.org website has our directory of all the membership on there, but there's also a highlighted link for Maple Weekend for the ones that know they're going to be open with special offerings. There's just over 30 of those. So you can map out a trek. You can just take the chance and visit one. Or if you want to make a day out of it, plan your route and hit as many sugar houses as you can on Saturday and Sunday.
And what might I taste that I'm not expecting?
Ooh, so you want to definitely ask if they have the different grades of maple syrup available to sample, because maple season itself brings the different flavor profiles of maple, from the golden, amber, dark, and very dark. So you can taste that. Plus, so many producers are making different specialty products, from the traditional maple candies and creams to maple mustards, dressings, barbecue sauces. And of course, a favorite is cotton candy as well. So depending where you go, everybody brings a unique maple product to the table to try. And a lot of us will have samples open to try.
I did not see the mustard or the cotton candy coming. Missy Lieb is coordinator of the Massachusetts Maple Producers Association. Missy, thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you.